Yeah, we're going pretty well. Upwind and down, and particularly downwind, it was good to take 20 odd seconds out of them on that last leg, because even if it didn't get a point in that race, it'll be points over the series. So.
But a lot of snakes and ladders today. How were you dealing with it?
Well, we didn't deal with it very well in the first race, in a really strong position, halfway up the first beat, and missed the 30 degree left hand shift. In hindsight, it's easier, it sunnied up and pulled around with the thermal, but we were still into the wrong mean.
And everyone had to reveal their hand today in terms of the kit they're using and techniques and things. Did that bring up anything that you didn't know already?
No, everyone's on the same kit. It's the only true one design class in the fleet, and
as you've told me many times, yeah.
Unlike the laser, yeah. And the 49.
Excellent value for money.
yeah. If it looks like the Brazilians may have won that second race, I mean, is that something would you go for a request for redress or anything like that?
Well, I don't know. I'll have a look if it's anything. If it's,
you
know,
you think you'd won it?
Or? I did, and I'm normally quite negative, so that is a surprise. But it's not like I'm here with any kind of burning misjustice in my mind. It's whatever, you know. If there's a guy looking down the line, so unless it's just an obvious mistake, which normally gets worked out by itself, it's not really a big deal, and it's not about that anyway. It's about not coming 11th again and missing 30 degree wind shifts.
Shouldn't they have a camera? Have a proper photo finish?
Yeah, we're not normally that close in sailing, you see, but sometimes, you know, when it matters, goal line technology.
So you've got one guy looking down the line?
Well, I don't know how they do it, but maybe have two, one above the other, but...
So you thought you'd won it?
I did, but,
What made you think you'd won it?
Oh, just a feel for it, you know. It's like when you judge whether you're over the line or not at a start.
Because they thought you'd won as well,
didn't you? Yeah, but anyway, yeah. See how it looks.
How do you think about your overall position?
Position, obviously, isn't that important at this stage. It's more to take that we're going okay, and obviously missed a pretty important shift in the first race, but over the week, hopefully, having a good downwind speed and a bit and steady upwind will pay through.
Breeze is picking up. Are you enjoying the thought of that?
Yeah, I don't mind really. We'd personally probably like a mixture of everything. We'd probably like the light more than most, but we'd okay, you know, okay in the breeze, so we're happy with it.
Does this sort of day one of the Olympic Games feel any different to the other ones you've done?
No, I don't think so. No, it's always a very nerve-wracking moment when you line up on the start line of the first race of the Games, and it probably brings out mistakes like missing that left shift, and you pay for that for the rest of the week. But we're all right. Myself and Bart know how to regroup and keep fighting, and it doesn't tend to snowball at all. We just keep fighting like we showed in the second race.
Oh, it's good. If you want to catch up, you don't really want to throw. It's quite important to try and obviously get points on your opposition, but we were faster downwind today, which is great. It's not our favourite condition, the west course, where it's slightly flatter water with further waves, I think, a bit more, is the way we sail, the technique thing, really. And so we've just got to keep chipping away and make sure we can keep an edge on downwind and get ahead of them upwind.
You happy with the setup of the boat?
Yeah, we're going well. We made a bit of a mess the first race, as you know, but we're going well.